So, are those who hold the position that the soul did not fall from the spiritual world, are they deviating from Prabhupada? Answer: Prabhupada himself gave different answers to this question. And there is in the fourth canto, in the Kumara, when the curse of the Kumaras caused the Jayavijaya to fall, there is a clear purport where Prabhupada says, therefore the conclusion is that no one ever falls from the spiritual world. So, Prabhupada himself gave different answers to this question. In his conversations and his lectures, he tended to give generally the answer that the soul fell from the spiritual world because of envy for Krishna. But in his written works, in general, he very rarely talks about the fall of the soul from the spiritual world. He talks about how the principle of the soul never falls from the spiritual world. So, when Prabhupada himself has given multiple positions on this question, to reduce Prabhupada's position to only one of those positions, and then to consider that which is different from Prabhupada's position as a deviation, is actually a misunderstanding of Prabhupada's position. And generally, Prabhupada himself gave us the method for understanding scripture, that is Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. So, Guru is, in this case, we can have Prabhupada, Sadhu is the previous Acharya, Shastra is what scripture tells us. So, if we look at the question of where the soul comes from, Shastra doesn't talk much about this directly. In fact, all the Shastra says is that the bondage of the soul is anadi, beginningless. Now, what anadi means, that different acharyas have explained in different ways. But both Baldev Vidyabhushan and Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur in 13.21 purport in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya anadi ubhavapi vikaram shivanam chaiva vidya prakriti sambhavam. So they say that praktim purusham chaiva vidya anadi ubhavapi, that prakriti and purusha both are anadi, and they explain that their relationship is also anadi, their connection is also anadi. Now, beginningless, does it mean that it is so far behind that we don't know when it began, or does it mean that it is beginningless in this absolute sense of being beginningless? That is something which can be interpreted in different ways. So, there is no explicit statement in scripture saying that the soul fell from the spiritual world because of envy for Krishna. Similarly, there is no explicit statement given by the previous acharyas saying that because of envy for Krishna, the soul fell from the spiritual world. So, to reduce the whole tradition to just one position based on just one of the positions that Prabhupada took is fanaticism of an extreme degree, which is against the Guru Sadhya Shastra Paddhati for understanding scripture that Prabhupada himself taught to us. So unfortunately, because of not understanding the proper tradition or for whatever reasons, some very sincere and scholarly devotees from within our movement were expelled by our movement because they held the position that the soul did not fall from the spiritual world. So that was actually ISKCON's loss. And now those devotees have become very prominent Gaudiya Vaishnava scholars outside our movement. And other devotee scholars, often they try to take a more discreet position in order to avoid confrontation. But Shastric Siddhanta is not decided by voting in any GBC body or anything like that. So whatever resolution was passed by the GBC, that is not based on Shastric Siddhanta. And I'm not saying that the soul did not fall from the spiritual world. I'm simply saying that this is a question which is difficult to answer, and to say that those who say that the soul did not fall from the spiritual world, they are deviating, that is actually that allegation itself is a deviation from the way in which we need to be understanding scripture. So we shouldn't reduce Prabhupada down to one particular position alone. It's a complex subject, and we shouldn't bring about a situation where, for being faithful to Prabhupada, we have to make our scholars become unfaithful to our tradition. This is a question where Prabhupada has taken one position and our tradition has taken another position. and it becomes very difficult for those who are those who want to be faithful to both to take any one position here. So that's why, rather than imposing any particular position, legislating any position, we need to put this question in the question in the category of achintya and leave any kind of judgmentality away and progress in our spiritual life.